Just weeks after its opening, a new restaurant in Dorchester has been called one of the best in the city by Boston Magazine and Eater. The owners of Comfort Kitchen say they're trying to change the way people think about immigrant cuisine and immigrant labor. I stopped by to check it out, and Comfort Kitchen is in a small historic building that used to be a rest stop for streetcar riders. A car repair shop is on one side and an old cemetery is on the other. Inside, there's seating for about 30 people. The small kitchen is located behind a bar area. There's lots of natural lighting and plants sprinkled throughout the space. The decor is simple, but the food isn't.
I'm Bipla Rai, the managing partner of Comfort Kitchen.
I'm Kwesi Kwa, chef partner of Comfort Kitchen.
You get a magazine for a menu for the dinner menu, and it has some really amazing pictures and incredible descriptions that tell us like where the dishes are from, how they came to be, what it says about the civilization that they come from.
We tell the story of the ingredients, but not just the ingredients, but also the people behind it and the story of how it got to be where it is. Like, we have an okra dish on the menu. You see okra in all parts of Africa, Caribbean.
And the thing that really completes that dish is the plantain crumbs on it. And plantains is a very specific, you know, Caribbean and Haitian.
African. Like,
yes.
And it's an immersion of two worlds, basically.
I decide to order a breakfast sandwich with pork belly, dill Havarti, and fried egg on a brioche bun. It's called the Dreamer, and it has a special meaning for Kwa.
I'm a dreamer. I'm on the Dreamers Act, you know, from Dhaka, and that's one of my favorite sandwiches.
Kwa is from Ghana, and Rai is from Nepal. They met years ago working in the kitchens of other Boston restaurants.
When you have like refugees and immigrants, the first job that people usually get attracted to, or easiest one to, is restaurant industry.
And we always used to have conversations about if we were able to ever do this, the kind of changes that we want to see, we'll like to kind of manifest in our own space.
They both say they've experienced toxic restaurant workplaces. They say they're trying to change that culture and pay their workers livable wages. It took years to bring that vision to life. And Rai says it took a staff of mostly immigrants they'd met in other local restaurants.
Because we have so many people involved that we care so deeply about, it also helps us be very accountable for what we do and how we operate the business. Because if we act like our past bosses, yep, Everybody in this building knows where to find us. So there's no hiding.
Real quick.
They're also held accountable for their food. Kwa says making familiar cultural comfort food means people from those cultures are going to have opinions, especially when he adds a twist.
There's so much culture tied into food that you never want to misrepresent a person's culture. Specific things that it's just like, no, we're going to make this dish as is. We're not going to change anything about it. And then we have certain ingredients that we allow ourselves creative leeway. Things like jerk duck, where we're trying to celebrate the jerk, which was originally a preservation method. You see jerk chicken all the time. It's like, let's spice it up a little bit.
And Rai says while they're spicing up their food, they're also hoping to have an impact beyond their own business.
If you really want to know or want to change policies in the United States, you want to start in the restaurant industry. That's the intersection for everything. Healthcare, minimum wage, labor laws, food laws.
Clearly, you're hoping this is a template, that this spreads. Like, your ethics, your vision, your philosophies spread. How do you see the future? How do you see that happening?
We want to see a change within our lifetime. I want to see our minimum wage go from 15 to 25. We may not be able to change the industry, but if we are able to change the way we work right here in our restaurant, we'd be happy.
And with that, I finally tried my Dreamer sandwich.
Oh my gosh, you guys. This is amazing. You're used to people saying that now.
Bipla Rai and Kwesi Kwa are the owners of Comfort Kitchen in Dorchester.